I'm Gwen Lee. I'm the head teacher of Christopher Hatton Primary School, and we are situated in central London. Leadership is there to set the ethos of the school and to back that up by planning for it, provisioning it, making sure that everybody's on board and everybody has the skills and the time to be able to do what you want them to do. Making sure that the teachers and the other people involved in assessment have a clear understanding of the small steps children can make, the small steps through P levels, for example, and recognise the progress that has been made. Because unless we're really assessing the children properly, it's impossible then to plan what next steps need to take place and to make sure that the things that we have been doing have had an impact. Because everything we do has to be about the impact it has on the children and their learning. So a sort of peer system in the school is very important to us as well, because we have a very high percentage of children with additional needs. And I do recognise that it's quite a big pressure to teachers in some ways in terms of planning a very differentiated curriculum and making lots of different types of resources to meet the needs of those children. So having a leadership that is supportive of that and understands what they're doing and recognises that and helps them is what you need in order to make sure the children are successful. One of the systems we have in place is we have weekly planning sessions in which all of the professionals involved, so the resource-based staff, speech therapist, teaching assistants, teachers meet together, and they look at the learning intentions for the following week, and they decide if some vocabulary, for example, might need pre-teaching, that some resources might need to be made. So they're working as a team to best meet the needs of the children. So that's something which is set up in the school. We also have a regular program of training. So I have specialist teachers in the school. They can deliver training to the staff and make sure they know what they are doing. We have a very good resource bank, so you don't have to reinvent the wheel as a teacher each time. Things, symbols, signs, they're ready for them. I give time and I guess emotional support as well to teachers when things are becoming a bit challenging. We've set up counselling circles with the education psychologists so people can bring any issues and share them, because we can all learn from each other.
My name is Doris Slaw. I'm the Deputy Head Inclusion Manager at West Green Primary School. We have an awful lot of special educational needs children here who include children with speech and language problems. I think the impact of having a senior leader talking to parents raises the profile of special needs children. It also means that senior leaders can talk to the borough with more impact and ask for things to change very quickly, whereas a coordinator has less impact. It's also important that a senior leader knows what's going on within special needs within the school, so they can report back to governors, to parents, and to say the things that are happening and how they are being dealt with within the school. And I think it's very important that a senior leader has all that rather than a coordinator. And that's the way it's going across all boroughs at the moment, that senior leaders are taking those roles on. It's really important that all staff within the school are trained within SEN, not only in their training before they become a teacher, but continual through their teaching career. Things change. For example, children with autism are diagnosed much quicker now than they used to be. It used to be a behaviour problem. Now we know it's autism or Asperger's. So it's really important that we keep up to date with diagnosis that's happening, ways of working with children so that they don't feel they have a problem, and making them feel comfortable and have access to the curriculum the same as every other child within the school, and that they can succeed.
My name's Zoe Adams. I'm head teacher at Westwood Primary School here in Leeds. Teamwork's extremely important at Westwood on all different levels. I work incredibly closely with my leadership team. I'm not a head teacher who sits on her own in a room doing her own work. I work very, very closely with the other people on my leadership team to make sure things happen in the school and that we're coming up with a shared vision, and then that's been shared out to everybody else. All of the teachers, the teaching assistants, all support staff, all work together, and the dinner staff to make sure that the children get what they need. We work hard at breaking down hierarchy, really. which I don't mean that I'm not the head teacher and I'm not the leader, because I think people need to know where the direction's coming from, and they really do, but we do work very closely together to find the best possible solution for every child to make it work for them. Recruitment is crucial to me. It's a massive part of my role. I look for strong values, passion, commitment. I look for people that respect children, that are interested in how children learn, who have caring approaches towards children. And I have explicitly inclusive interview questions, so I can see how people would include children in the lessons and in the school. I think you can see very quickly when you observe. I always observe teachers when I'm recruiting, and you can see very quickly how a teacher talks to the children, how they respect the children, how they include all children in the lesson in a very short period of time. And that's a key aspect of my recruitment process, is how inclusive the teacher is.